Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1045. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You may hear a printer going on in the background. Someone's printing something out. I apologize, and you may not hear it. So be it. And today's show is a very simple one. How do I find out why my job application has been rejected? They're not telling me anything. Hope you find this helpful. This happens all the time, and I've got one of my no BS answers for you. Also want to mention, if you're not taking my classes on Skillshare, Skillshare is free if you want. If you want to become a premium member, they normally offer 1 month free trial. I have access to a second month. So if you want to email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us, in the subject line, put the word Skillshare. I'll send you a link where you can sign up and get a second month free. And with that, let's get going, okay? Here's a question for today. How do I find out why my job application has been rejected? It goes on to describe, and I'm going to paraphrase this. I've sent out over 100 job applications to various positions across my field, and 90% of them have been rejected. The other 10%, I never hear from again, even after following up. For most of those applications, I'd be a perfectly viable candidate, but I get no indication why I got rejected. Now, the person then goes back and talks about what Career Services told them. Career Services knows nothing. They have never filled a job in their life. They give pablum advice, but I digress. So basically, you know, what's the issue here? How can he find out? How can she find out why their application has been rejected? Well, I'm going to answer the question for them, because really there are only a couple of reasons why an application is rejected. Number one is they saw better resumes. What made them a better resume? Let me get to number two in a second. But understand that when you see a job ad, perhaps that ad was online already for a month, and they're deep into the hiring process. So you just got to it late. Number two is you got it on the first day the job was posted, and they've just been inundated. And they've chosen better fitting resumes or better fitting candidates for these roles. Number three is you did nothing to tailor your resume to demonstrate how you fit the job. Now, the more likely alternative is the second one, that they saw better resumes. Here's why I say that. Understand, for a student resume, and I'm going to get to you experienced people so you don't think, you know, this is just for students. It's true of you as well. For the student, well, what does your resume say? Well, it says you've had a couple of internships and that you went to this school and got these grades and took these classes. Man, that's boring. So unless your internships are spectacular, and some people's internships I'm sure were, they're ahead of you online, or maybe you went to the mediocre school. We have no idea what your background is. Now, for experienced people, you know, I'll simply say that why you don't hear from anyone is number three. Number three is you did nothing to demonstrate your fit for the role. And that's the mistake experienced people make. Students, you see, have been given a load of crap by Career Services about how wonderful their school is, how great a job it does in preparing people for graduation, and they're lying. They know nothing about whether they're well prepared. The next time that they go out and talk to a business about how their academic program matches up with that business's needs will be the first time. So I'll simply say that for students, the problem is that your background isn't as wonderful as you've been led to believe. For experienced people, you have to tailor your resume to demonstrate a fit. And that's the biggest reason why you're not hearing anything. Your resume is awful vis-a-vis that job. And as I've said before, the broken watch is right twice a day. And yes, you will get some interviews. Like in the example of this student, he gets 10 interviews out of 100. Why doesn't he get 100 out of 100? Who knows? But for you, you keep sending that same resume over and over again. And if my inbox is any indicator, a lot of you are sending out a little more than spam. So I want to encourage you, tailor your resume to demonstrate your fit. And as a student, I want you to go into detail about the glowing program that you went to, how wonderful it was, what you learned there, and try to find something in your background that will distinguish it from the other 1,000 resumes that they're going to be receiving. And it's not just the appearance, but it's the content as well. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare too and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.